super cool.
Not to be confused with super hot or super bad or any. Just not to be confused, okay?
And you'll be confused. It has the word super and cool, and they make it one word. Like, what the fuck?
This is yeah,
a compound fucking word, you assholes.
That must be the American part.
Yeah, they're like, fuck doing the English properly. Oh, I know why you like that fucking Jake Short guy. He's Maddie Sullivan in the first team.
Kevin
laughed his balls off.
I didn't laugh my balls off, but I found it entertaining.
Laughed his balls off.
He was maybe like, a ball was lost balls. Or two. Where did they go? Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. Oh, like,
man, he's a Disney kid too.
Yeah, I think this guy's got potential, man. He just needs to really land that home run, you know.
What are you saying? That sex appeal and super cool are not that home run? You're saying Ant Farm was his home run?
I think that was the dark horse.
Mighty Med.
Dark Horse. Dark Horse.
He's done a lot. He did the Man of the House TV remake.
Oh.
Where he was just like, oh, yeah. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I'm the new JTT. What was his initial? I don't know that guy.
I think he has potential, right? He's got a...
He has a distinct look. And
yes, he has an air about him. Yes.
He's not dumb on camera, I'll say.
Yes,
that.
And he's not douchey. He's not punchable. He's just kind of like, he's the perfect average guy. He's a regular dude. Yeah. And I think he does it really well. I just really would like to see him get something that he can just crush and something that he's not shoehorned in or paired awkwardly up with someone. I almost thought they were trying to, is this a boner comedy?
Kevin, this is a boner comedy. What the fuck are you talking about? It's a boner comedy. Okay.
But it's not, it doesn't, I think the How art of the boner not? Comedy is gone. I think we've lost the art of the boner comedy because
it's the evolution of the boner comedy.
I just think that evolutionary timeline is just stopped.
The problem is this movie, I mean, you said it before I could record, but you said Superbad, and it lifts a huge chunk of just material from Superbad, and that's not a good thing. It's not necessarily a good thing at all. So, because it really, to me, there are three fucking movies in this movie.
Oh, definitely.
And I wish it had just
picked a lane.
Just focused on one of those. You know, it could have been dabbles of the other two, but if it just focused on one of them, and it just, like, what was the point of him being the beautiful guy?
I don't know.
Like, we did absolutely nothing with it. We didn't build his confidence. We didn't get him laid. We didn't even have him embrace it fully. He was just kind of like, oh, I'm like a secret agent guy, you know?
Well, he didn't even learn his own lesson. And then the rules that were given to him by being the hot guy went out the window in the movie. Even the movie was tired with that idea when they go to the pineapple party. Like, I thought all the girls and females, everybody wants to either you want to be him or you want to have sex with them. That was the whole theme, right?
Yeah. And established by the creepy Uber driver.
He should have been like beating everybody off with a stick, you know, but everyone just kind of looked at him and he was still like a nerd, but a regular guy. Like, he still didn't have the confidence, but he never learned a lesson. He blamed his friend. You know, like, it was...
I mean, his friend was to blame for a lot of things, I will say that. But, like, his friend's journey, what the fuck was that?
Gilbert? What
were you doing?
Yeah, he was just a
poop count. Like, he was like, I'm, like, the funniest person in this movie, but was like, watch me go on this journey that makes zero sense with this other guy that has no place in this fucking movie due to the fact that he's, like, 20 years older than everyone else.
Well, like, so there's a modicum of a fun idea here with the whole wish thing, And then they kind of lose.
For sure.
Like I thought of like five ideas using the whole wish gimmick.
Well, you're gonna have to save them because we need a movie. It's super cool, Kevin.
Oh, boy, is it.
Super cool that you're here. Super Thanks. Cool that people are listening.
Awesome.
Super cool is the movie, 2021, hour 40. Directed by Teppo Erickson. It's as good as I'm going to get. I mean, I left off several letters in that last name, but it's all right. Writers. Oh, this is where the finish comes in. Oli Hahika, Ali Musava, and Patricia Gorin. Based on an original transcript by some, or manuscript by someone else, because I mean, who the fuck even cares when it's like that? Yeah, like, you paid that guy, we get it. Starring one Jake Short as Neil, Miles Harvey as Gilbert, Damon Wayans Jr. as Jimmy, still find him more talented than his father, and Madison Davenport as Summer. Those are kind of your big bangers from this movie. I'll say it that way.
Unofficial Jake Short fan club.
I feel like we're gonna just deep dive his Disney XD days here pretty soon with Mighty Men, Lab Rats, Elite Force, regular Lab Rats, and Ant Farm.
We believe in you, Jake.
Also, Disney 365, which I think just followed him around as he was just like, hey, I'm doing Disney shit. But, you know, I mean, we're deep diving this guy's career in a very creepy,
accidental way, in all honesty.
Yeah, very accidentally creepy. He's just like, please stop reviewing my movies. I'm really trying to get something going here.
What? Don't blame us, dude.
We're like, don't blame us. Blame your agent, because they are leaving you to die. The premise is, it's, I believe, the first day of high school, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin.
The senior year, I know that.
Yeah, it's senior year, first day. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We start, I don't even know what to call this. It's not really a dream sequence, but it is played as a dream sequence.
You ever see Better Off Dead, Dustin, where he would doodle in his art book?
Oh, you're right. It does have some Better Off Deadness going on to it.
Yeah, same kind of vibe, but it doesn't keep that tone throughout like Better Off Dead did. Better Off Dead knew what it was, and this wants to do a bunch of stuff.
This wants to do everything that it's ever watched before.
This is like Speed. He's like, and I was like, whoa, clearly this is a dream sequence or a fantasy or whatever, but
yeah,
that was a pretty sweet wreck that van did. They shot that well. That takes forever to shoot shit like that. So I was like, oh wow, that's why we had 29 production companies here.
Yeah, that, let's start there actually. I think I counted 7 production companies. Not a single one was like, I'm phoning in my fucking logo, you know. How like sometimes it's just like, we'll just write it. No, every single one was just like, no, my fucking logo gets its due.
Sir, or your no, logo's or like no 20 movie. Minutes.
It's 20 goddamn minutes. And what is that, an S and a P? I don't even know what that means. Why? What did this have to do with the rest of the fucking graphic I watched? The one was like a toucan with like,
oh yeah, that yellow was cute.
Black. That one is the only one I liked, but that one
was beak was the slate. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that's clever. You're okay. You guys can produce more clever. Movies.
I like that.
Yeah. But, you know.
Shout out to those guys.
And then Finland. Finland was just like,
we in here.
We're in here. We're producing this shit. What's in Alabama? whatever. We'll figure it out later. Oh, they're real racist towards everyone. Hi, Alabama. Are you listening? I don't care. So we start with like a guy in a hockey mask driving a fucking Jeep. And then he gets a school bus to pull over. And he just comes up and
he shoots the driver so quick. It's real like Heat, dude. It's like a scene from Heat. We don't even get to see the impact of the violence. We just see the shot. It falls over. And I'm like, oh, man, is this the right movie? Did I click the right movie?
I instantly was just like, okay, something's up, because no fucking teen boner comedy starting with a high impact action. But whatever. So the guy goes up, he grabs Summer, who, if you watch the trailer, you see and hear her name a million gajillion times, and then that does Davenport. Not change.
God, what, that's the name of an heiress if I've ever heard one.
She is. She's the heiress of these balls. No.
Oh, take that, Madison. She's like, take what?
She's like, take what? I'll step on them. I'll crush them under the weight of my talent. I'm like, oh, okay.
Damn, girl. Fierce. I love it.
She is taken away, and Neil turns to Gilbert, and he's like, we got to do something. He's like, what, like get shot? And Neil like, get runs shorty. Up to the...
we should go watch Get Shorty.
No, we shouldn't. No, he runs up to the front of the bus. He does not consult with any of the other students on the bus. He tells the bus driver he's a cool old bus driver and fuck. Kicks him out the fucking window.
I did laugh when his body flew out.
Yeah, I laughed too. That was funny, especially how seamlessly the window broke for all that. Damage. And then he drove over that body. You know he did. That body didn't just.
Oh, they made a comment. He's like, dude, you drive over. He's like, I don't know, maybe.
And Neil starts driving the bus, falling after them, and the driver of the van just starts shooting at him, and then eventually he wrecks. And I was like, she's dead. She's dead.
Dead.
Oh, he calls Gilbert up. Gilbert takes the wheel, and then what does he take? He takes some stupid, like a banana or something. What was it that he took? I don't even remember.
I don't remember. I just remember he. I don't know. I know he just jumped on the roof of the van.
Yeah. Well. Oh, some sort of. Oh no! Mentos and Coke.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Not even Diet Coke. They didn't even scientifically do it correctly. That was probably the thing I was the most offended by. It was like, how did you fuck this up?
That was your biggest problem.
Diet Coke.
That was your biggest
problem. Well, of this scene, yes. Okay.
It's
common knowledge that it's Mentos and Diet. Like, I get that it does it with other things, but like, come on.
It's a fantasy part. Let them have the fantasy.
Yeah, I know, but your fantasy part, just get it right. Fucking do Diet Coke.
I know you're a science buster, but
no, definitely.
You gotta let it go on that one, man.
Yeah, so he jumps over to the van, he sprays the guy with Mentos and Coke, the van flips 900 times. He comes out unscathed and carrying Summer. And what does she say, Kevin? What does she say?
She's like, kiss me and finger bang me at the same time. He's like, don't mind if I do.
Simultaneously.
He was like, I aim to please.
Yeah. And then his sister walks in on him on the bathroom. He's on the pooper, taking the longest morning poo of his life.
And maybe have some coffee or something. I mean, sometimes maybe he had those anxious school poos.
Yeah, it could be. I mean,
he sits there, he starts doodling. Time got away from him. It happens.
Yeah. I mean, I always doodle on the toilet too, I guess. Wow. Usually with my wiener in my hand, though. But yeah, his sister's busts in, and he's just like, hey, privacy. I'm drawing X-rated comic books, and I'm going to bring this iPad to school with me, and I'm not going to fucking password protect anything.
Yeah, I'd password protect that really quick. I got people that look like people school. In there saying stuff. I wouldn't leave it at home. My mom would find that.
I mean, I would probably just delete every page after I made it.
You know? At least put it in the cloud.
I did instantly recognize the art. I didn't know the artist's name, but I looked it up based on the credits, and I was like, oh, yeah, I fucking read that guy.
Who
shit.
Was it?
I now forget his name too, but he did a book called Ipso Facto.
Oh, I remember that book. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I remember that book because the art was the best part of the book. And when I saw the style, I was like, that style looks hella familiar. And sure shit. And I was like, there it is. Ipso Facto. So shout out to that guy. He's making some money. I don't know. Maybe he's finished. Maybe that's how it all got in. He was just like, I'm doing this fucking movie. They were like, fitting and was like, fuck yeah, we'll support your art.
Yeah, let's get a hometown boy in there to draw this.
Draw this fucking X-rated comic book. Finland's down with the Wang and the Bang. Wang Bang.
Yeah.
It's just like, what? What are you talking about? And they're like, I don't know. We got nervous. But anyways, down for breakfast in a typical family manner of breakfast with the family.
Just waffles again. Dustin, Dad owns a waffle truck that we find out later.
Yeah, for some much reason. Later. I don't
much,
know why.
Much later.
It's so much later, but there's just a comedic amount of waffles stacked there, but it's not
waffles
funny.
Again.
Yeah. And they're just
waffles. Like, you know what? Have been a quick throwaway line. Hey, man, I got strawberry, blueberry, banana berry. I got all these berries. It's for the truck, guys. And they're like, Dad, stop testing these on us. We can't eat waffles every day. And he's like, yeah. Waffles put
or,
in your pack. You know,
Dad, how about you sell some goddamn waffles rather than bring it home the leftovers for us? I mean, Jesus Christ. He's just like, hey, the truck's doing fine, okay?
Yeah, just
doing fine.
2 sentences of exposition, and I'd been like, food truck family.
They do exist.
Mom's got big forearms for mixing all the dough. She's like, you know, we get
machines for that. Yeah, that fucking mixer, dude. You had a hardcore mixer.
One of those $500 ones.
Yeah, no, it looked like a $700 one, because it was like the bigger size bowl, you know?
Oh, wow. That's how you know money well spent.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, they spent some money on those props just to make him look legit.
That was probably someone's house.
They're like, do you have an industrial mixer in your kitchen? Can we use your home? They're like, sure, that's fine. I mean, my waffle business is failing. They're like, funny you should say that.
Work that in.
Work that in there. The mom demands that they have 5 seconds at the dinner table, so they give her exactly 5 fucking seconds before they just stand up and leave.
Yeah, kid's awkward. Main kid's awkward, but in a kind of humorous way. Sister's a little bitchy, but in a big little sister, whichever way they're going with it, kind of way. So
yeah, I actually enjoyed the sister because she wasn't annoying and she wasn't overbearing into the story. And yeah, I felt like the parts she did were fine, actually. Like, she's probably the most fine character of the story.
So. Dude, most of the characters are just fine in this. They're like, no one jumps out where you're just like, Jesus. And no one really kind of excels where you're like, okay.
Exactly. Everyone's just toe in the middle together.
Yeah, yeah. And that's usually like a direction thing, right? Because they're probably like, what is this story doing? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things I could do to this story to make it tighter, more concise, more beneficial for the character, like more of his journey. You can still keep a good portion of this because I know they love their like comedy action in this a lot, you know, like lose the fantasy element, you know, like there's so many things that.
I mean, I would lose some of the physical comedy, too, because they did not excel at that. I'd say it was all really weak for me, like all the physical comedy.
Well, I think the trick is, and I kind of bring this up all the time, is it's the editing, right? Yeah. You got to have like fast jokes, fast edits, just real snappy to make that stuff hit harder. Unless you have like two comedic masterminds that can sell the reaction and the joke and the times and the beat. But no one's here to doing that. And I wouldn't expect it from them. Have the editing do the heavy lifting for them when it comes to these quick retorts and just reactions and stuff. But you got to let it breathe.
Yep. But we're off to school where young Neil is just, I don't know, getting to his locker. It's the first day. How does he know his locker location and combination by memory? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah,
I don't know, dude. My school, you kept the same one if you were a senior. They'd let you keep whichever one you wanted. And everybody always wanted ones on the top floor.
Well, I mean, this is a fucking ranch-style school, Kevin. There's no top floor. This is a one floor.
Well, I'm just saying, on our school, everybody wanted the top floor ones, but
we had a senior hall. The top.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had a senior, like, area.
Yeah.
Like, if you had lockers in building two, it was like a ghost town. No one hung out over there. There was, like, certain high traffic areas by the courtyards, the commons and shit. But then it was bad to have a locker there because it's just a clusterfuck all the time. You're just like, God, get me out of here.
Yeah, I'd want a first floor locker. I wouldn't want to have to go to a second floor for locker usage every time. But I mean, that might just be old age talking.
It was. Top floor was where it was at.
No, I think I'm annoyed by the top floor business. I don't like it.
Hey, man.
I don't like it.
Literally, you look down upon people. It was like God status.
See, ours were in the first hallway. So that was just, it was convenient. It was all right there. Just made sense. It's where half your classes were. I don't know. No. I'll take mine over the second floor. Anyway, Jake instantly started this. Oh, sorry. Neil instantly starts pining for Summer, who is passing out pineapple invitations to her birthday party to pretty much goddamn anyone that looks her way. Yeah. And like, I don't think there was a, you know, a head count taken or desired. I think she just hoped to give out everything she had printed and made money on, or
just announce it on the fucking intercom. That's
what, yeah. I mean. And Neil is just very desperate for getting one of these. We cut to, I don't know, a science class or some shit, and an unfunny teacher. He starts talking with Gilbert about his love and affection for Summer, and I don't know. This scene's pretty useless. I mean, they had good banter here. I think it established their banter.
In all honesty, like, they're trying to build their friendship and him pining over Summer, right?
Yeah.
For Neil.
Way too much.
It doesn't really kick into high gear until they're at the lunchroom, and he's like, just go over there and talk to her. So Neil's kind of forced to go over there, but he's been drinking just like all the milk in the world, I guess.
I was like, well, was it the waffle? Because first of all, we got to talk about that fucking kid on the bus.
Well, the kid on the bus, I'm literally signing him to an 8-picture deal. So
Seriously, he doesn't even have to say more than 5 words of fucking movie. He mostly just has to show up and things happen around him.
Like, if he would have just showed up in the background going, hey, can I finish that? Just eating, like, taking people's drinks and just eating off people. He won't eat his own food. He just eats other people's food.
Can I eat that? It's like,
you finish with that.
He looks exactly like, this is a weird reference, and I think it's Shrek 4. There's this little kid that comes up to Shrek, and he's like, do the voice. And he fucking resembled that kid to a T, like, grown into a high schooler. And I was like, Jesus, what the fuck?
I liked him, man.
Amazing.
He looked like a real kid. He had a great delivery. It was small. I thought Neil's character sold it well with him. He didn't give him too much, but he got him gave him a decent reaction. I was like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah. Like, if anything, his reaction could have been better. But, you know.
Something tells me they probably did that like 10 times, dude.
Oh, for sure. But anyway, so, yeah, we get to the lunchroom. Neil has he's had a lot of dairy that day. He's just... He goes to talk to Summer, and what could have been quite hilarious is he pukes all over her, but we barely see any on her, and we cut kind of behind him while he does it, which I just was very disappointed by, Kevin, because it just, I wanted to laugh more. I wanted to see him just spray fucking milk all over her tits, because I felt like that was the type of movie this was. And then it was just like, did they throw Fruity Pebbles at her chest after he fake puked on her? What the fuck is this crap?
So they do the sleeve gimmick, right, where the tube's in his sleeve, and he catches it with his hand. And I just think, like, I can only assume the shot didn't come out how they wanted it, and they just had to, like, move on. So they just
and they were just like, don't really try again, ever.
Yeah, we don't got time for this. Yeah, I just didn't, like, I needed more comedy feeling in, right? I need it. Like, the Gilbert dude should have came down. He's like, oh, dude, what are you doing? What's on your mind right now? He's like, I don't know.
No one responded. She ran away. He continued with, like, I would have been mortified and fucking ran before her.
Well, I would have set up the scene completely different. I would have just been like, Gilbert comes over. He's like, uh-oh, what are you thinking about, buddy? You're drinking milk. You know you can't drink milk. He's like, I get nervous. I drink milk. He's like, I know. It's a bad recipe. And he's like, you know what? I just got to do it. He's like, oh, you want to go talk to the girl? Okay, let's do this. Let's do this before the milk kicks in. You know how you do with milk or something. Give me something stupid where I'm like, man, he's trying. All right, just anything. But he just drinks the milk and goes up and throws up because he's nervous. I'm like, what? Yeah. Like, I just needed something like, it's a comedy. Do something wacky, you know? Get wacky.
Yeah.
But like a
spray her chest with milk.
Gross out humor.
Gross me out immensely. Give someone a weird fetish and gross out the rest of us. One person would be like, okay, I think I'm into that. The rest of us would be like, all right, we're judging you harshly, and we're repulsed by this entire scene. That's what I wanted.
I don't think no one got what they wanted.
Side of the coin? No, no one did. So she runs away. He stands there. Everyone laughs. He goes
home. Somebody in the background is something fucking gross.
Yeah, anything. Everyone's just like giggling, like hee 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 hee.
Yeah, just break it up.
It's a weak scene. It's a weak scene. He goes home, locks himself into his room, takes his shirt off for some reason. I did not understand this at all. He's just shirtless, drawing on his iPad some more. And his mom comes in. He's just like, I said I don't want to see anybody. She's like, Gilbert's here, honey. He's here. And then Gilbert's just like, we're dancing. He's like, I don't feel like dancing. And he's like, we're dancing. He's like, I don't feel like dancing. And I just wanted them to like sell that a little bit more, but then they're just dancing. I don't know what the fuck they were playing off of a projection with an iPad. Yeah,
some sort of Dance Dance knockoff.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, or that Wii one that was super popular. Just Dance. Just Dance 2021 edition.
Perhaps. No, I played that. That was most definitely not that.
Oh, well, I mean, did you play the 2021 edition?
I dabbled.
We're getting pulling back hidden layers on Kevin here. And so they're just dancing and talking, and he's just like, I gotta kill myself. I can't go to school ever again. And is this where they bring up the wish or something? Or no, it's when they're, I don't know, what were they vaping on the roof?
You know, they do the vaping on the roof because he starts talking about you're a good guy. Everybody want to blow you, and I'll blow you right now. You're the queen of England, dude. I knight you and blow you. And then I'm just like, what?
Yeah. And what?
Then it cuts to the parents listening. I really like that the parents didn't say anything. They just kind of threw each other looks, and the dad kind of did a head nod. Like, interesting.
Yeah. I didn't mind the parents' reactions. But when they show us on the roof, they're literally over the porch. Like, what are you saying? The parents are sleeping? Where are the parents sleeping?
Dude.
Because they're looking up. And I would have
just be happy for the joke, not the science. They just looked out of the window.
I can't ignore geography in a fucking movie. It matters. It matters, Kevin.
You hear that? Would-be directors. Get it right.
Yes, geography matters. Don't show me them in a location and then bullshit me something underneath the said same location. Okay. I mean,
were they supposed to get like a jib shot from the roof to pan down into the window?
The director could have saved it by just having the parents look to the left, like they were looking out the fucking other window.
Good call, man. We needed you on set that day.
Yeah. They did. Shouldn't they look left instead of up? No, it's wait. Yeah, no, he's right. All right, everyone, redo it. Reset. Have him look left. Mm-hmm. Have the dad just kind of go, I can't hear shit. I'm going to go to bed. And then just roll over. And really, he heard everything. He just didn't want to hear about his son.
Dad should have been like, boater comedy. Went to bed.
Boater. And see, that's that part, their dialogue. That's where I go, yeah, it's just, that's the boner comedy. I mean, it's as boner as you're going to get. So,
yeah.
Well, and a little bit later. So, but yeah, they just, I mean, nothing really else happens in this other than them just talking about sucking each other's D's and everything. And Gilbert introduces this whole, if you make a wish at 11:11, your wish will come true if the universe agrees with your wish.
Yeah, because some Nigerian kid wished for his village to have water or something, and it worked. And
yeah.
Google never lies.
For 24 hours. That's it. That's another rule. That's just.
Yeah, real
like, out there. They're like, wannabe I need water from my village. And they're like, for 24 hours, you got it, guys.
Weird, like, weird science, like Cinderella. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. When you add this fantasy thing, like, they didn't want to put any rules with it. They just thought it would be fun to do this body switch double type comedy thing. And I was like, yeah. What?
But they never capitalize on it at all.
Yeah, it didn't need it at all.
Yeah. Like, they literally just could have gone on this journey, and he could have just been trying to apologize for puking on her.
Yeah, just do the you can't buy me love thing, where he levels up so quickly just to try to get the confidence to talk to her, and he's all this different person. He's like, oh, I know you. You're this guy. He's like, what? I tried to be this guy the whole time to get your attention and get the confidence to do that. She's like, yeah, you're fine. Most of when you threw up on me, I knew you as that guy. You know, something like that. And he'd been like, oh, wow, I did all that for nothing.
She's like, Pukerson, that's you? He's just like, well, you got me.
At least you didn't check my pants that day. I filled them with poop. I'm nervous. I thought I took all the poop in the morning, but my dad and my sister, she rushed me off the toilet. The door's never locked.
Goddamn door's broken. He says he'll fix it, but he never does. He's just going to fucking fart around in his waffle truck. Yeah, so Neil is in bed. Gilbert messages him. He's like, it's almost fucking 11:11, motherfucker. Get your wish ready. So Neil just rolls over, goes to sleep. And I guess we're supposed to assume that a wish was made. He's just like, this day sucks. I'll see you in hell in the morning.
Yeah, the movie, I was like, so what are we doing, movie?
Movie's like, I don't know.
We're going to see our main character leave the house the exact same way with a hoodie on, Dustin, to kind of be like, oh, did he, coulda, should he? Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That was a nice hoodie. I like the hoodie.
You like the hoodie?
I like the hoodie. I like the design on it.
It was fun. It was very space age, orbital, galaxy vibes.
Yeah. I liked it. Yeah, we never see his face, of course, because that would that'd be too much. But he does it basically the same day again. He's late for the bus. He kicks the bus door to get on. He sits next to the same fucking kid and goes to school. And then he – I forget when he – oh, he goes through everything. Everyone's just kind of staring at him. He's just like, fuck, they're staring at me because I'm the puke guy. And then he catches the look in the mirror, Kevin.
He's – some dreamboat model guy now.
Yeah, he's a dreamboat. I don't even think that guy. Oh, Josh Cranston as Ace. He's the good looking guy. He has no IMDb credits for shit though. They probably tried him to talk more, and then they were just like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, you're just a face." Okay, fuck it.
Yeah,
we're gonna heavily edit you out of this movie. So, because this is his one and only credit.
Hey, it's first rodeo.
Yeah, well, and so then, as any young teenage boy would do,
let me look at my body.
Yeah, on seeing their face has changed, they check for abs. First fucking thing.
You know what would have been funny? I mean,
you may as well just had him fucking pull his pants out a little bit and check his wang.
But this is a comedy, right? This is what I would have done.
And check the wang?
Of course. You have him go into the bathroom, and he's like, hold on. He goes to wash his face. He's like, oh, man, I can't deal with this. I can't be the puke guy. And then you have the janitor in there, and he's, like, dropping a deuce or something. Poop, that's funny. He comes out there. He's like, hey, puke guy, saw some of your handiwork yesterday. You are brutal, my friend. It stunk. It was in my clothes. He's like, hey, you're not the puke guy. You're a good-looking dude. You checking out your abs? Let me get a peek. He's like, what you got down there with that lap hog? Look at that. Look at you. Just wrecking vaginas with that thing, aren't you? And he's just like, and then he like runs away, right? And then
I don't think you could have the school's janitor. He's tell like, hey, a minor child in a high school bathroom.
You can't, dude, because it's a boner comedy. You already put fantasy in here. All rules are off.
Vaginas with that thing down there. He's no, like, I'm pretty sure.
He's like, you wrecking vaginas. You beating it up on the daily.
Someone's writing Finland.
No one's writing like, a letter. No one's writing
Finland. Notes. How could you produce such a film?
Hilarious, by the way. Finally, the boner comedy is.
If back. I ever hear about a baby arm wrecking a vagina ever again.
Look at this. Hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and call the news about you, man. You're a Sasquatch dong. You just put the janitor
I hate
in.
The janitor. No, you can't have a janitor do it. Just have, like, I don't know. I'd rather have like the history teacher do it.
Dustin, you're already loving the janitor.
I think if you switch it to a history teacher, he comes out, he's just like, whoa, it's fucking history back there. You catch my drift? Oh, yeah. He's just like, oh, hey, shit. Who are you, you fucking beautiful bastard?
And then teacher creeping on a kid.
How is that any? It doesn't matter. There's because two people, grown adult
people expect
males.
Weird stuff from janitors. We have to trust our teachers.
Not our janitors, though. They
can janitors, we get those from the prison, so it doesn't matter.
Jesus. No, I've never been a fan of the creepy janitor.
But this one's more of like,
annoying.
Nah, man, you just throw him in there, and he's like, and you see him later on, he's like, hey, that's that guy I was telling you about.
He can do this on his own. He doesn't need a third party to come and be like, hey, you fucking buff stud. He's just like, oh, let me get a picture of that. Well, they do it later
with the Uber guy anyway.
Exactly. He could do it after we've already established that the main guy did it. But he just looks at his abs, and then he's just like, oh, then a girl comes out of the bathroom and winks at him, and I was like, did she wash her hands? That's really all I wanted to know. I was like, did she wash her hands?
She was waving pee water at him.
And then he goes through like the whole day somehow. It passes all the attendance roll calls somehow. I don't know.
Hey, new kid.
Hey, fucking beautiful registered? New boy. I mean, you know what? Fuck it. You're beautiful.
You're sitting at the ugly guy's desk.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. I wanted something. The ugly guy's homework. You turn to the guy's homework and it's fucking subpar, just like his, you know. What are you guys, cousins or something? You know, I'm gonna bump you up to a B+. Fuck that guy. He's ugly as shit. You're beautiful. See, that's what I wanted. There should have been something. Instead, we just go to the end of the day, and he's just like, Gilbert, it's me. I'm like, you had zero other opportunities to talk to Gilbert all fucking day. We saw you had an entire fucking class next to him.
Yeah, it was stupid. I don't know why they put him in school, because school messes up everything. Because then the sister later on, as he's trying to convince Gilbert with their little backward stories that are kind of humorous, but not really.
Yeah, that, I mean, the first two were, but then they were just like, we're going to keep going.
Yeah, the first one were kind of funny, but yeah, they kind of just really kept going. Like, hey, man, you reached the top already. Just stop. And then the sister's like, hey, have you seen my brother? He wasn't at school today. Who the fuck are you, Dick Breeze? And he was like, oh, geez. And then they just let him in there. He's like, I'm your brother. Look at my drawings.
Yeah, they're like, draw me. No one. I did like that because he was like, draw me. I'll be fucking Rose. You be fucking Leo's character. No one knows his name. And then he did it. He was just, you know, that scene was fine. I liked that scene. So
he's like, why didn't
you? But I was just like, no one. I was like, oh, well, he doesn't password protect his iPad. So, yeah, I guess you could have just stolen his iPad. And
well, the thing was, that should have been funnier. If he's like, here, I drew you. I don't know why you couldn't just ask me, like, I don't know, my social or my birthday. something to do with identity. Here's my ID.
But no, here's you with abs and like a weird like bulge in your pants. It's not anatomically correct. It's just like weird. Like you have a very girthy penis.
I took some some liberties with the. I was in a rush, and that's the thing. Like the movie should have sold it for more as a comedic moment instead of like an epiphany. Like here's the rest of the cast or rest of the team. Kind of this really is him. It should have been like played for way more stupid. Like, it should have just been like, dude, 11-11. I did it. It worked. He's like, oh, my God, you're right. You know, Gilbert should be the easiest guy to make believe, you know. Mm-hmm. And the sister should be like, what are you guys talking about? And he's like, have you ever been in a Ugandan village with no water? She's like, no, you wouldn't get it. You know, so like, something like that. And she's like, whatever, you guys are being weirded. I was like, I didn't really need the sister character to believe the mystery. I didn't need that. She didn't. Her knowing or not knowing made no difference.
Yeah, because she doesn't really help. Like, she does one thing later on. That's about it. You know? I mean, and it's like, that's the entire crux of it, you know? And, God, I don't even remember what he does. Oh, I think they want to go see, like, the girl play or something.
What?
After this. Where do they go?
Yeah, they got to go get him a new look. They got to get him a new drip because that sweater sucks, Dustin. He's got to get him.
I mean, fucking rude, but yeah.
That character's not me. They take him to some boutique, and there's some local drug dealer that has these big parties, and they kind of are going to be invited, and they tell the boutique.
Don't we meet the creepy Uber guy first?
I'm pretty sure because he.
Yeah, we do. So yeah. Times. Yeah. He's just like, how does it feel to just. Everyone wants to fuck you. And he's just and that's my problem is like when he's in attractive mode, Neil does nothing. Neil is just still Neil, which, okay, fine. Yeah. I mean, his personality wouldn't like just change instantly. But then what was the point if it's not going to change instantly? You know, like he needed to have a personality change rather than trying to navigate this entire thing as himself still.
That's like, why it doesn't work.
Is yeah. that he's a good looking guy. He's right. just like, I'm still just me. It's like, yeah, no shit. Yeah. We know that, but no, be beautiful exactly. for 24 hours. You fuck.
Be so. Beautiful. Just be beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and I think we missed the part where they name him Ace. His new name is Ace.
It's really not important. Like,
no, it just, is because they make three Ace Ventura references for some fucking. I was like, that made me feel old because I was in middle school when Ace Ventura came out, and I liked that movie. And now it's just like, now it's reached dumb movie poster status, as I like to call it, where it's just like someone who made on the movie fucking, you know. Or made the movie, just wanted to put the poster. Just give me a fucking Ace Ventura poster here. This is my dream to make a movie and have that poster be there.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie, so I didn't get it. I got it because there's no other cool Aces out there, so.
There isn't. You know.
It was going to be Ace Frehley, and everybody's going to be like, what's that?
I mean, one day someone will name their child Ace, and that child will be cool.
Yeah, we'll bring it back.
Only if they name them Ace Danger and Trouble.
Dude, I'm willing to adopt like five kids to call them all the Aces. Call them Aces High. They just start like a fucking Western game.
You gotta do four. You gotta do four Aces. You can't have fucking five Aces.
One's the Joker, dude. How about that? Are you done? Are you done shitting on my dreams and my adoption kids? And
then I'm just saying,
they're gonna go
four,
to your house
and just five.
Yeah, they probably
will. Gotta get a ringer. Need some fucking structure in their life, Kevin. They'll be like, geez, you'll be like, please help me. Show me how to raise these fucking monster Aces that I've wrangled into my life under stupid circumstances. I just wanted to call the Aces. I'm like, well, first, your first problem is you got five. Okay, you really needed to stop.
This is already a better movie than Super Cool. Just be adopted by kids.
I just wanted to name them all Ace. Well, why the fuck would you do that? I'm yelling, Ace, stop it. They all fucking turn at me and ignore me. Like, this is a bad idea.
God, that was Monster Ace.
You got to call that one up. Ace of Clubs, man. I mean, it's a fucking tattooed it on his back. He's wearing a shirt, and you can't tattoo children.
What? These are cards? I called him Ace of Boogie. I called him Ace of Bass because I just ran right off the tongue. I don't know what that's about.
That one's good. All right, then, I'll give you that as your fifth Ace. Okay, Ace of Bass. That's your fifth one.
He's like,
what other Ace would you do other than cards? I assumed you were talking about
that's the joke, though. Everyone thinks it's cards, but I just gave them opposite names because I don't know what's going on because I've adopted five children and named them all Ace. The logic for that character is now damaged. Your
character.
Like,
I just wanted to be a good meepaw.
I just wanted to have an Old West game, and this is the best way I knew to do it.
It's the 20th goddamn first century, man. Old West is dead.
I support this.
He's like, all right, let's just go rob a bank or something.
Well, I've had many wives and many kids, so I kind of know what's happening here. This is the time of day they want to eat.
My wages are garnished by people that are supporting my children, okay? We should feed them.
They didn't have any cool names like Ace of Bass and Ace of Boogie.
I mean, one's Bryce. I think another's named Brandon. A lot of B names. I don't understand it.
Well, I just say hurry up on this gang thing because you got about 2 days before the state figures it out, takes them from you.
Ace of Base, you look like a shotgun type of lad. Am I? You are now. Anyway, where are we at in this movie? Oh, yeah, they're shopping.
They get invited to the party. They bouge up like they're super cool. Gilbert's the agent. Neil's he's the talent, and the boutique the guy's face. Like, yeah, he's the face that runs the place. And he's like, hey, man, why don't you go to this hot party? I'll see you guys there. And he's like, cool. And they're just like, they're such like horn dogs. Well, Gilbert is. So he's kind of like,
yeah,
kind of just, you know, overbearing and just trying to chase down any ounce of poon he can try to sniff.
Yeah, which is so weird. It's just I'm gonna segue into it, Kevin, for a minute here.
Okay.
My main problem with like these comedies and this style of comedy is that it's these characters act under the assumption that they've never talked to girls their own age, mm-hmm. and it's which is weird because you see them talk to girls their own age, you know. Clearly, he's capable of it. Now, I get that there is a difference between talking to a gender of your same age and the crush that you have, okay? I'm not discounting that difference there. But they, these two dumbasses literally act like they have no idea how to speak to the opposite sex unless it's his sister. Yeah. Like, they just put their foot in their mouth or act just like idiotic fools the minute anyone... And I think it just would have felt more natural if they were talking to girls how they normally talk and they were just like, I'm not into your personality. Because I think that's just a little more grounded, and I think that story needed to be a little more grounded, because then at the very end, it's very grounded, and it feels like
it's a different movie.
Yeah, it's a better movie.
It does the Garden State. It does the Garden State play. That's what this has those little, now that you mention it, it has those little pop-ups of just being a little too serious when you have this boner comedy, but now you kind of have this moment that you're trying to make, you know, heartfelt or grounded, like you said, and it doesn't fit, and it makes me think I'm in a completely different movie again.
Yeah, but I feel like it can still be a boner comedy. They can still be awkward without it being like, oh, we don't know how to even remotely talk to someone with boobs. Like, it doesn't have to be that, like, stupid, you know?
Well, it's too overly hysterical and comedic, where... So when you have those heartwarming, grounded moments, that juxtaposition is just nuts. And you're like, oh, man, like, are we just – you have to commit to the stupid boner comedy antics all the way through. You can't have these heartwarming moments. It doesn't fit. Every character has to be stupid. Every character has to be just exaggerations of, archetypes or whatever for it to – so the audience could be like, okay, I guess I'm just going to sit back and laugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So – we go to a record store because kids are still in high school going to record stores, Kevin.
Vinyl, dude. You didn't see his room? We had like 10 Game Boys back there. It said, respect your roots.
Yeah, but that was Game Boys, not fucking vinyl.
Yeah, but they're all retro. Everything's retro now.
I get it. I don't think kids are like hanging out in record stores. Like, especially in Alabama, you're telling me there's a huge vinyl resurgence. Well, there's
another girl that was a singer, dude. I don't know, like, you're really
picking. Yeah, we hear her sing for like a fucking fart of a sound, and that's fucking it. And then Neil's back to pining over summer and trying to get this invitation. He just wants that fucking pineapple invitation. He can draw it from fucking memory. He wants it so bad. But so he approaches summer.
Was it supposed to be like a theme party? Like, why did she choose pineapples? Like,
I didn't think she just liked pineapple, man. Yeah, she, I mean, her dress was very, like, I would say it was a summery, springy, I don't know. It's a summer dress. It was a summer dress.
Okay.
Summer dress on summer. Okay? I don't know.
You sound like Taya from the Five Guys.
trying to fucking, I'm just trying to help the movie here. But he interacts with her, and she fucks with him pretty hardcore. Some of her dialogue felt natural. Some of it felt like a guy wrote it, and he had never talked to a girl either. So he's like, women talk like this, right? And they're, you know, like, yeah, sure, guy. Sure, guy from Finland. I'm sure they all talk like this, especially in high school. And then he gets the invitation, and him and Gilbert dance and party outside in the back, and Neil's happy. He's done. He just wanted the invitation. He doesn't actually care if he goes to the party.
He's done. They need a car now, dude.
Yeah, but Gilbert's like, fuck no. I think this is when they're one of the times they're in the Uber. He's like, you can't just go there and have sex with her. You gotta like plow a lot of pussy so you're not bad at it by the time you get there. And the Uber driver keeps telling Neil, he's just like, hey, my girlfriend and I are looking for a third. And it probably would have been funnier had the Uber driver been somewhat attractive, but he was kind of just like a very average serial killer looking dude. And it was just like, what? I don't believe you have a girlfriend, sir. So.
Somebody for everyone, dude.
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, did he kill her? Is a third body? Yeah,
he didn't have a serial killer. He just looked like a regular neckbeard guy.
I mean, yeah. Okay, fine. Fair. Yeah, so they got to get a car, and we introduced Jimmy, Damon Wayans Jr., as the neighbor across the street who has a new Porsche every night.
Who is determined to steal this movie.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he had nothing else to do. I mean, they just kept giving him screen time, Kevin. What was he supposed to do?
He did fine. I thought he did. I'm just saying. I thought he did fine. He stole a lot of the things he was in.
Yeah. Like, you mean like in the movie and the plot too, or
no? Just the scenes.
Get it? Because he's.
Oh yeah, he's not good at that though.
No. So yeah, they hit up Jimmy. They're like, "Hey, my tractor friend needs a car. Can you help us?" And I forget why. I forget like what Gilbert says that like wins him over. But he's just like, "All right, I'll help you fuckers out."
Well, I think it'd have been better here if, since Jimmy is way more of a reoccurring character, now he gets introduced like 30 minutes in. It should have just been like, I would have been cool with it if it was Gilbert's older brother, or like his brother's friend, or like the neighborhood cool guy. You know what I mean? He didn't have to be
in like the legend of the fucking high school Jimmy. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I heard this guy flunked like 5 times just so he could tap everything. You know what I mean? Like, just something real stupid, but just for him to be kind of like a 30-year-old washout or whatever. And I was kind of like, oh. And then he had his own little side story, and I was like, what?
Yeah, his side story, I was like, why did we didn't need this at all?
Yeah, but his was all, like, touching and stuff, kind of, where he's just like, yeah, I did
this. Kind of, but not, also not believable in the outcome of any of it, but yeah.
But that was the thing. It's just the movie couldn't decide. It won't commit to being Waka Waka all the way through.
Yeah.
It wants to put
it won't even commit to a character. So.
Dude, it literally, like, oh my God. That happens like 45 minutes in where we just leave Neil's character and we hang out with Gilbert and Jimmy for like 40 minutes.
Yeah. Like, legit. So I mean, during this discussion with Jimmy, it's established that the guys have no money and he's just like, I'm not going to fucking loan you a car. But they mention this party with, I think it was, her name's Victoria.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, all right, that's fine. I'll take you, but I'm coming to the party too, you know? So he tours him in the Porsche. At some point, Neil gets thrown from the car. Cause it's made for two people and Neil's riding like an asshole. Like, he's just like
the funny part
hanging out. Yeah. I just didn't find it. I was just like, he's dead again. Like, what is this guy in cars? He's dead and everything.
He's kind of humorous. He's like, hey man, where'd your friend go? He's like, oh,
like, yeah. Oh. So he's like, okay, at 7 o'clock, meet me at the food mart and get a black cherry Slurpee. So they're like, okay, cool. And then Gilbert's like, all right, man, we got to go get the Viagra pills because you gotta like maintain your dick and you got to do a lot of fucking. So let's go get Viagra pills. And Neil's like, you know, they sell Viagra pills so that old guys can fuck like us, right? And he's just like, nah, man, we need it. We need these pills because we need to go do this scene for some reason, Kevin. A scene that, while I enjoyed it, feels like it doesn't need to be in this movie at all. And
yeah, it didn't need to exist.
Yeah. So Gilbert's meeting some college guy that he plays Fortnite with because fucking ugh. And we meet this Justin guy. He's got a Asian girlfriend that he understands fluently. And he's like, all right, let's get you the boner pills. So we're here in the bedroom. Just come on back to this bedroom. And he says, now you could take the pills and leave, but my girlfriend and I are going to make love. And we'd really like you guys to just watch or even join in. And they end up just holding hands with him as he's getting rode heavily by his girlfriend.
Well, I think this is a bunch of ad-libbing here because he's like, yeah, man, interlock the fingers. Oh, yeah. Face. Like he's like, he said family dinner time.
Yeah. Which would be, it was funny. It's just the delivery wasn't great on his part. And
it was all right.
It was all right. And their responses were so dry to what they were hearing. Like, they just needed to say anything. He's just like, funny, I have a single mom, we don't lock fingers. He's just he's like, let me show you the way. He's just like,
yeah, they could have played off more of what he was saying. Like, lock your fingers. He's like, my dad just makes waffles for breakfast. He's like, what's that? He's like, ooh, soggy waffle, I hear that. And then the dude's like, no, we, is this like a, what are you, like a two pump chump so we can get out of here? Like, they should have just, one should have been hurrying him up and one should have just been deflecting with weird like counter family stuff.
Exactly.
Gilbert could have been like, dude, I learned about a lot about your family there when that guy was humping that chick. He's like, yeah man, my dad's into waffles. And that's it. Get him out of there.
And they just stay there for a very long time.
Some snappy cuts could have saved it, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it had so much potential, but it just flounders. And they're just like, we take this to our grave. 5 seconds later, they have not taken it to their grave, by the way. But now they're at the food mart. They're getting the Slurpee. And then up pulls Jimmy in the Porsche.
He puts a ski mask on.
He puts a ski mask on, pulls a gun out.
This part was kind of humorous, I thought.
But I was like, what is this movie? Why are we doing this? Why are we super batting this right now? Because we're about to super bat it. Because
they need money for the party.
They didn't, though. They didn't, Kevin.
Jimmy did, and he wanted some accomplices.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. So Jimmy robs the place.
It's kind of funny.
Neil calls him racist because he keeps calling him a poo.
He's like,
his name.
He's like, hurry up, man. Come on, a poo, put the money in the bag. He's like, whoa, dude, that's racist. He's like, no, man, that's his fucking name. And it says a poo in his name tag. And then while they're bickering, that poo guy pulls a shotgun. Yeah. And all of a sudden these cops show up. And the cops try to steal the movie a little bit.
Oh, they super – again, because they're trying to pull a super bad because super bad. The cops show up. They're hilarious. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember that they attempted to be hilarious. Well, and that's what it felt like. It felt like they were watching Super Troopers and Super Bad and were like, we could do better.
I think they were just kind of giving carte blanche. They're like, hey, here's the points you need to get across in the scene. Yeah. If you want to throw any sidebars or ad-libbing in here, go for it. But there's only one scene in here that I really, really, I will say I enjoyed because of this first Quickie Mart robbery or Food Mart robbery.
Is it the second one?
The second one
was good.
Plain good. It's just good. Like that's the funniest thing in the whole movie to me. Even though you do need this scene for it to be good. Yeah. And I really was just okay if they just started knocking over food bars in the tri-state area.
He's like, are we ever going to go see Summer? He's just like, shut the fuck up, man. We got 5 fucking more food.
Are we ever going to go see Summer? Yeah, man. This is your summer. Summer of Quickie Mart Robin.
This is your fucking in the summer, all right? Because after this, it's going to be a long winter.
And he's like, I don't want
to go to jail.
He's like, is that an analogy for my butt being destroyed in jail? He's like, damn straight.
Do you see how beautiful I am? They're going to fuck me up real bad.
Oh, yeah, dude, you're going to look like a glazed donut by sundown. He's like, oh, man, I love donuts.
Oh, that makes me not want to eat a donut ever again.
And the other guy's just eating a donut. He's like,
oh, he's just like, don't worry, you'll be a jelly donut. He's just like, oh, that's so even grosser and worse somehow.
And that's.
Yeah, that would have because that would have been we picked a lane. It's like you thought we were doing this, but now, you know, we're just comfortable here. And we're going to keep it here.
Waka Waka, over the top, gross out boner comedy. That's you got to stay in that lane because if you don't, you have this.
Yeah, but instead, Apu starts shotgunning everything. Neil takes a sign to the head. Yeah, I mean they do love to make this guy take bumps. He's just not particularly great at it. I didn't laugh at a single bump he took, but you know, A for effort, I guess. And then Gilbert is driving the Porsche for some reason, and he's just like, I got to go back for him. He's like, I love him. I love him. And he's just like, all right, fucking just get him.
And, he bitched that.
Yeah, and then they park, and then Jimmy's just sitting there, and they're bickering like old friends, and Neil's just like, are you cool with this? He's just like, I'm the only one that should be worried. He had a mask. You have a different face for 24 hours. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, remember, he's not his actual self. He's just like, I'm the only one that's like a black youth in America that just got caught robbing on camera. And I was like, man, he's going to get shot in this movie probably.
Don't touch it, man.
I'm just saying, man. I was like, the movie didn't touch it. The movie is just like, we are going to attempt to skirt past this.
The movie does a decent pivot to get around it.
Yeah, a decent pivot. But so then Neil's just like, I'm out of here. Fuck this. You go hang out with Jimmy. And Gilbert and Jimmy, they go to the party without the guy that's supposed to get into the party. Peace. And yeah. And so Neil has a long way to walk, and he has to get to a second Uber or something, which ends up being the same Uber guy. It's just the only Uber guy in the movie, which I was fine with. That was fine. That's fine. Like, they stuck to that joke, and I was okay. Meanwhile, Gilbert and Jimmy, they pull up to a church, I think, where they're having a gay party, and they're given mandatory costumes.
Yeah, they think it's going to be some hot sex party they're going to go to, and it's all dudes and the fucking Fortnite guys in there.
Yeah, and I liked how Jimmy was just like, not my first time with a situation like this. Yeah. I like how he just kind of no-sold it.
Nonchalant, like,
fucking, it's a sex party. Sometimes there's only dudes. Okay.
Well, it's funny when Jimmy leaves Gilbert there. He's like, come on, you should go dance. He's like, yeah, man, let's dance. And all these KDs start showing up, start dancing in a circle around him instantly. Yeah. And then Jimmy goes off to rob this place. Like, if he was like a klepto or like that was his story, he's like, dude, I just got to stop robbing stuff. That's funny. Let's work on that part.
He's like, I'm fucking 30 and I'm still robbing everything I fucking see. He's like, my gun collection's out of control because I just keep stealing the guns to steal more stuff.
And they're not even real. I got problems.
I mean, except for this one. Shoots out of fucking windows. It's like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, now I got to go steal a window. Fuck. So
they're in Victoria's party and it's the big church dance club thing. Jimmy sees like some money being counted and some drugs. He goes to rob that guy. They get jacked.
Did you look at the money? It wasn't real money. I didn't.
That's not real. The movie's fake.
No. I mean, like, there's a shot of it where it has some like giant fucking face on it. Where I was like,
maybe it was funny money.
Yeah, but I was just like, what's happening with that? And then they're just like, we're never gonna tell you. So I don't know. I just thought that was weird. I was like, why did they zoom in on that money that's very obviously fake and now even faker because you showed me what it looks like? I don't. It was weird to me.
I wasn't really paying attention.
I did because they zoomed in on it for a second. I was like, why are they showing, what the fuck's on that $100 bill? What the hell is that? And then they were like, all right, now we're in our office, done.
Yeah, Jimmy sneaks in. He gets jumped by the guys, and Gilbert and Jimmy are now sitting with ball gags, and it's this stand-up comedian chick is the, I forget her name, but she's
Liza Schlesinger singer.
Yes. She starts roasting them, saying, if I ever see you around here again, you're dead. I'll burn your dicks off. And then
I didn't like I don't like when they do a clarifying joke of like, that made it sound like you had two dicks. I was like, no one was fucking thinking that.
Like, if someone says that, it has to be a character in the other, and another character. Like, one of the guards can be like, hey, boss, do they got like two dicks?
Okay, let me clarify, since fucking no dick over here thinks you guys have two dicks. No, I'm going to burn each of your single dicks that you have. Hey, no dick, did that fucking make sense to you? He's like,
boss, you said you wouldn't talk to me like that anymore.
I'm going to go to HR. She's like, I'll burn your dick off again. He's just like, chemical castration's not funny.
Jesus.
What do you think she meant by burn your dick off?
So they get out. We're just going to stick with these guys for a while. Yeah. They're out. They got to sneak in to get the Porsche back because it's a loaner from the Porsche dealership that Jimmy works at.
Lost too many before.
I mean, dude, that job, you're donezo.
How is he nailing anyone in his father's basement because he has Porsches?
I don't know, dude. That was just like, that's the thing, dude. Like, if that's the teenage fantasy, but the reality is Jimmy showing them the reality of like, hey, man, don't be a poonhound your whole life. You're going to end up like me, a go nowhere dude, 30 years old, just trying to get Porsches to get some action. They're like, Jesus, that sounds awful. Like, that should have been his
awfully
character.
Good. I mean, how many years can I really invest in this type of gamble? And he's just like, oh, you get at least 10 out of it. He's like, fucking sign me up.
It should be the ghost of their future, you know? So don't do that, man.
Oh, for sure. That's what I thought they were going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Don't. You know, especially for, like, Gilbert, because
exactly.
He's the poonhound.
Exactly. So they're crawling through the sewers. There's some jokes about snakes and poop. So they get out of the sewer.
No. He grabs a snake. This part, actually, I liked, because he grabs a snake and stops it from biting him. And he's like, what was that? He's just like, oh, I just... I farted. He was just, oh, dude, I'm right behind you. And I was like, you're literally crawling through shit. And you're concerned that he farted in your face. I just the human reality of that. I thought that was a good line because I was like, yeah, that's stupid and funny. So, but yeah, then he just gets out and he's holding the CG snake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, get something to kill it. He's like, oh, okay. And then the comedian chick, she shows up again. And she's like, he's like, we got to stop meeting like this. And she pulls out a gun. And then Gilbert whacks her in the back of the head. She shoots the snake. And they take the Porsche and drive off. So
I don't think you see them. They have a heart-to-heart. And then they end up at the party, the pineapple party, right?
Well, they go back to his dad's place first. But first, we kind of cut to Neil, who's at a different gas station, and he's gonna buy a simple gift, some chocolate. I'm not gonna give the brand any fucking props here because clearly it paid to be in the fucking movie. But he's blog or Graham stocking summer
blog
he's stocking.
Grandpa.
Jesus,
hey Grandpa, see him for your blog.
God, yeah, fucking. Oh, I said blog. Get him. No one does that.
Wait, do you see my review of the Tumblr?
Anyway. So he gets her some simple chocolate. I don't know how. He gave all his money to Jimmy, but he's going to try it anyway. And the cop from before comes in, starts talking to the guys.
You see this good-looking motherfucker? He's robbing food carts around the town.
And he's like, this is my dog. And they start talking, and then fucking Neil looks over and this other guy is like hyping himself up to rob the place.
He puts the ski mask on. He looks at him. He's like, hey, he's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, you're going to rob this place?
He's like, yeah. Dude, he's like, you got it. He's like, it's just, you got to pull the band-aid on the first one.
This is the best part of the whole movie.
This is just like a super common practice in this town. And everyone's just kind of go through their fucking robbery initiation. Yeah. Like, take it away. If you enjoyed this part, I won't.
I super loved it because they literally talk for almost 5 minutes. He's like, no, man, you can't do this. He's like, well, I got it, dude. He's just like, it's my first time. I'm really excited. And he's like, no, dude, not now.
I got to get past the nerves. He's like, there's a cop. He's like, shut up. I won't hurt you.
And then they go up there and he sees the cop and he turns around and he's like, oh. And then Neil goes up there and he gets turned into a hostage. And
yeah,
he grabs the bank, the Quickie Mart robbery guy or whatever, grabs Neil, puts the gun to his head, and then Neil starts filming it. The cop like fixes his hair. He's like, dude, are you filming me right now? I kind of laughed at that part.
Yeah, he's
dude.
Just like, hey, no offense, you guys don't have the best reputation right now.
He was like, yeah.
He's like, hey, come on. The black clerk is just like, is that why you ain't shot them yet?
Yeah. No, because the other guy goes, he's like, Black Lives Matter. He's like, yeah. And then the clerk's like, is that why you haven't shot him yet? And he's like, everyone kind of looks at each other.
And then like just, they all know. They're just
yeah. And Neil elbows the guy in the face and then runs.
Yeah, because he recognizes, he's like, oh, you're the beautiful guy that robbed the other food market. And the robber guy's like, what? I'm like, just like shocked that he's just, you were here to fucking rob too.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know.
And then Neil gets away, goes to the Uber guy who apparently does not care that there's a robbery going on and just
get out of here. Go, go, go.
Yeah. And he's off to the party. And Neil gets dropped off first. The Uber driver attempts one more time to
romance him.
I didn't like that he threw the card out 2 feet from the fucking Uber. I was just like,
it was out of character.
It was way out of character. So if anything, it would have been funnier if he had the card and later someone else found it, like, hey, why do you have this card? But oh, that's a, I don't want to talk about it. They're like, oh, you're going to talk about it. He's just like, he wants to have a three-way and I get to be the mayor of Pound Town. And they're just like, okay, you can stop talking about it right now. I'm just going to take this card for you. we're going to take care of this right now.
Yeah, give it its...
Yeah, and you just have like Gilbert on the phone later. He's like, mayor of Pound Town here.
yeah, that'd have been perfect. You know?
Just have some random person who he told just be like...
Like Gilbert, he's a poonhound. And man, it fixes his character where he's just anything for pound. So...
Yeah. But he's at the party now. He and finds his sister. Yeah,
I hate this when he's at the party.
Recognize him. He's just standing around. He's lost. He has no confidence. He's not even like Neil right now. He's just some weird extra character. That's
the thing is, dude, the power, the good looking guy power hasn't worn off. Shouldn't all the girls just be pining over him?
Exactly.
Like he's just walking pheromones and stuff. And I'm just like, why is he like a wallflower now? It's like a completely like indie drama movie where he's awkward. The girl's going to go away to college and he's got to say goodbye. He's got to confess his love before that one last night before she leaves. And I'm like, what movie is this now?
I don't know.
It's terrible, dude. The other guy that crushes on Summer is just like, hey, man, so I heard you're into her. And he's like, yeah, she's a real baddie. And I was like, I wanted to tell the other dude, no, dude, she is not a baddie. She's the girl next door. That's not a baddie. I'll show you a baddie.
Yeah, and like his sister helps bring or take other girls off the dance floor. And so he has moments to talk to Summer. And she fucks with him again because he fucked up his name and said his name was Ass. And
it's just cringe.
And
it's making you as the viewer just start from the very beginning with his motives and this relationship they're trying to build.
Again, we're back to pining for Summer in front of her.
Where's all your confidence, dude? You just whipped around a Porsche. You just went to it like, you know, you just robbed a fucking Quickie Mart. Like,
that's funny you should say that, Kevin, because none of that built his confidence. That all built Gilbert. For I don't know, because why were we building Gilbert's confidence? Gilbert needed to learn how to talk to girls in a not inappropriate way. That's what he needed to learn. And he learned that in like a fucking 30 seconds towards the end of the movie.
Well, yeah, don't objectify women for your own, you know, male fucking libido, you stupid asshole.
Which I think he would have already known that based on his relationship with Neil's sister, who would have instantly like smacked him upside the head, I feel like, for talking like that. But so, yeah, so the party, and we need to pause here. Yeah, the rivalry between Neil and Chad has been established.
By two conversations. Yeah,
two weak-ass conversations. And I was like, the Chad guy wasn't even that mean or anything. Or
he
that
wasn't,
aggressive.
Dude. He was like, I heard you like Summer.
Yeah, he was very down-to-earth on it, you know?
Victors go to the, you know, spoils go to the victor or whatever, and good luck and all that good shit. And I was like, I thought they were going to like...
best man, bang. You're just like, what, huh?
Beat him up and... something. They didn't do shit.
So we go back to Gilbert and Jimmy, who have gone back to Jimmy's house, and Gilbert asks if he can borrow a shower and some clothes. And then he gives him fucking overalls and a very 90s inspired t-shirt or a polo shirt.
So he looks like he looked like a 90s lesbian.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he did. Not gonna lie.
I mean, I'm not gonna, like... In all honesty, Damon Wayans Jr. does well with what he's given. He works good off both kids. I mean, they're not kids. They're like in their 20s, whatever. But he works well with the younger cast. Like, I wish the character's dichotomy was tighter and better for the trio of them to work off of each other.
Jimmy's great. Jimmy just needed to be in a different movie about Jimmy, you know? And Neil and Gilbert needed to be in a different movie only about Neil and Gilbert. These three together make no fucking sense, you know. And then they're playing Pong, and Gilbert can't play paddles. Pong. No, they had the Pong paddles. They had the
dial. They didn't, dude. They had the sticks. I noticed that. I didn't notice the money.
They started the sticks, but then when you see later, then they have the dials. I noticed the jump cut. Because he was sitting there fucking up with the dial. I'm pretty sure they had the dial. I don't know. Anyway,
I mean,
Pong with a stick isn't impossible either.
It's not recommended.
And why did Jimmy have that? Why was Jimmy like, I know
he's not that old.
Damon Wayans Jr. is into retro gaming. I know that because he's on that Frogger show and he knows a little too much about Frogger, like a little too much.
He's only 40. So his character was 30. I mean, I don't know. I think he should have had a Nintendo. We're not paying for Nintendo. So never mind. It would have just been another.
He's really into the Atari. That was a well-working Atari. That was a very crispy screen. Like, it didn't have any fucking snow going on.
It was a ROM. It was a ROM. I don't know. Whatever.
But then Jimmy's dad comes down. It's apparently Jimmy's birthday. Jimmy's dad steals the fucking scene. He's like, I think this light killed me, Kevin. He's like, well, I think Casablanca's on the TCM. I was like, that's such an old person thing to call it TCM. I was like, fuck, man. I was like, they never say what TCM is. You just have to know what TCM is in order to get the fucking
movie channel, man.
Turner Classic Movies, you asshole. And I wasn't going to tell the audience. But it was great. And then they foreshadow a scene later on with the cake. Has a car on it. Jimmy's dad loves him. Jimmy's an asshole. But Jimmy's like, fuck it, we're going to your high school party. He's like, fuck you, dad. Drives away in the Porsche. Do they enter a chase at some point in the Porsche? Oh, no, that's later on. Never mind. So they get to the party, and then there's a dance-off going on. Chad has shown his best moves, which are pathetic. And Neil is doing the two-hand chug on dicks, as his sister has dubbed it, until Gilbert stops the music.
Play the stupid fucking song I hate.
God damn it, yeah. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. And it's just like, I think this song has corrupted our society to, well, there'll never be a point where people don't think of Night of the Roxbury or just, you know, if you can literally walk into a room and say, what is love? And someone's going to say back, baby, don't hurt me.
It's a pop culture pillar.
I mean, it is. It's one of the biggest pillars. And then they start doing a whole dance routine after talking for way too long. Like, granted, that song is 5 minutes long. I know that for a fact.
Somebody should have yelled, shut up and dance.
Yeah, they should. Exactly. Like, where is the audience participation or background audience participation to move this shit forward? So finally, Gilbert talks.
Someone turns off our podcast at that moment.
There's all right, wrong participation, you assholes.
There's my participation. You stink.
The person still listening is like, oh, I should have listened. I should have turned it off.
I listened at 2x speed.
Jesus. We sound like asshole, like fucking chipmunk assholes at that 2x speed. But yeah, they started doing a dance routine, which is, you know, granted, adorable in a goofy way. Like if it was actually Neil and Gilbert. But at this point, it's still Ace and Gilbert. And I wondered why no one in their right fucking mind, they seem to know Gilbert because of his annoyance level. And not a single one of them been like, who's your new fucking best friend that you seem to have a really weird rapport with? Almost as if he were Neil. No one says that. Instead, they're just like, yeah, fucking do the dance routine.
Well, and no one knows them because they're like, they should be unknown nerds, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but they're not really built that way, you know?
I know. That's weird. So.
And then, and it's weird because they cut to some of the other characters. Like, can we just join them? And it's like, yeah, that would have been a much better scene. Instead, they're just like, I fucking in front of everyone. And everyone's just like, let them I fuck. It's fine. And then finally, you know, I think Neil's like, oh, I'm going to. Oh, Jimmy has a great interaction with a kid. He's like, give me that drink. And he's just like, hey man, what the fuck? He's just like, wait, step up. He's like, all right. He's like, I like your shirt though. And Neil's gonna slow dance with Summer. It's finally happened. She's just standing there. No one at this girl's birthday party has asked her to dance. Why? I don't fucking know. I don't even know why she's not dancing with just like several guys, because why not? It's her fucking birthday.
Well, she has no character. She's just the love interest.
Yeah, and so Neil's like, okay, yes, but wait, because this slow song is going to last forever. He has time to go to the porta potty, puke, and hype himself up, which is also long enough for him to get locked inside and pushed into the pool by Chad. He comes out pissed off. People are laughing at him. And he pushes Chad and his friend. Oh, he pushes Chad into the pool where poop has started to leak out. And then Gilbert rushes up and pushes the friend into the pool. He's like, I got your back. At this point, the cops have found the Porsche, and they show up to raid the place, sending everyone in a tizzy, and separating Neil and Gilbert yet a fucking again.
Yeah, they get
it. I don't know why Gilbert has to go with Jimmy again, but they do. And so Jimmy and Gilbert, they are sneaking around. They don't go to the Porsche because the cops are looking in the Porsche. And though it was a big deal not to lose this Porsche before, now not so much. So they steal Summer's dad's car, which was the car in the cake. And then we do this garage door gag, which, God damn it, Kevin, I wanted to like this joke. I wanted to like this joke. I wanted the cops to just be like, oh, no, we'll help. We'll help. Come on. Hey, Bill, get over here. What's left on the other side? Yeah. No, he's trying to get the car out. It's fine. It's fine. And then they speed out. And he's like, oh, fuck, that's them. Oh, Jesus, we did it again. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, just real like.
Waka waka.
You know, just like, we're going to continue this movie. We're going to help, you know. And then we drive with the cops. Like, Jimmy's driving like a madman everywhere. And the cops are just like talking about food. And just like.
He's like, yeah, dude, casually. I cut out dairy. He's like, I noticed.
He's like, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna get the commitment. I'm going to do it all. See, give me the cops. Give me Jimmy. Give me the redhead kid and give me Neil. And I want some sort of variation of them. Maybe it's like a My Two Dads thing. And they're kind of just on action. They're just, you know, put them on a whack. And give me the kid from the food mart robbery. Give me all of them.
And so I just take out Gilbert and Summer.
I just don't think they help the movie.
No, like, they
don't. Jimmy's character needed somebody to play off. Gilbert was good enough for that. Like. Yeah. When they do this scene coming up where they smash the car in there and they shoot each other, that's funny. Like, yeah, it's stupid. And he's like,
they're back at the food mart they started at. Yeah, he just blasts through the fucking window up. Who's on a ladder? He's like, what the fuck?
Hanging the sign that fell from earlier.
Yeah.
Dude, if this movie would have called Jimmy, Rob the Food Mart.
Yeah, dude, I want to make that movie, Rob the Food Mart. And they're like, which one? I'm going to rob them all. He's like, Jesus, there's like 27 of the tri-state areas. He's like,
bro, that's the best part. Everywhere you are, there's a food mart. And he's like, what?
He's like, what about the come and goes? He's like, oh, I'm definitely going to do the come and goes. And they're like,
oh, you should check my pants. And he's like, what?
What's food mart? All right, come and go. I come and go everywhere I go. It's just like, Jesus, you're nasty.
He's like, is this a
He's like, all right, mask up. We're going to fucking go. Yeah, so then Jimmy shoots fucking Gilbert in the leg, and he shoots himself in the arm, and then they get out, they throw Apu the gun, he catches it, the cops show up, racism takes place.
The cops, like, told you it was an inside job. He's like, man, you're good.
Yeah.
Because I like the cops. I like all those characters. I think with what they were given, I think they did a killer job.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is going down in history, but I was just, hey, man, you guys were not given a lot, but I was entertained when you guys were doing your thing. When the other cop kept shooting, put down the gun. He's like, oh, I got a headache.
Put the gun. Yeah, that was good. Yeah,
I felt like they were comfortable with what they were given. I felt like they had a little bit of maybe rapport off camera, and it just kind of showed the way they interacted. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I thought they were good.
Yeah. So just to end Gilbert and Jimmy's story, they're in an ambulance together. And Jimmy says, this is the best birthday I've had in a while. And Gilbert's like, that's fucking sad. And thankfully, they're done. Meanwhile, Neil is walking home with his sister and has not noticed that he has changed back, but she has. And I thought this was a good scene. Like, she realizes it, but doesn't say it. And she just starts beating on him until he goes back to talk to Summer.
Yeah.
And so he goes.
You could do it. Now's the time.
And he doesn't realize that he's not, you know, Ace. He's just Neil again. So she's just kind of talking to him. And it's just a completely different movie. And it's such a good movie now. Because even though I'm just like fucking in this shit already. They all of a sudden have this, like, really good chemistry. I mean, she still talks like a guy who's never talked to a girl wrote this woman. But they share some chocolate. He figures out that he's just himself. And then he can talk to her without vomiting milk all over her. Yeah. So, and he's just like, you want to get some food? I know a really good place. And then, boom, Dad's waffle truck. It all makes sense. We could have just mentioned it so that we knew where he was going as the audience and been like, oh, he's going to take it to Dad's waffle. Oh, that's so cute. But instead, we're just like, oh, okay, his dad's there. His dad embarrasses him because why not? And then the strangest twist of what the fuck? He shows her his fucking super creepy X-rated comic book starring him and her.
Dude, it's like,
and she's cool with it.
You don't have any like pictures you doodled just of her doing something nice, like Terry Moore or something. You just got some like nice women drawings.
Yeah, so or just like somewhere you didn't write about double jerking off someone, fucking, or like tonguing and simultaneously fingering her.
Yeah.
And so she reads it and she's just like, now kiss me and simultaneously finger me. He's just like, what? And she's just like, no, I'm not fucking, I'm fucking with you. I'm not going to actually say that. Like, they talk about their future and what they want to do and stuff. And it's just, it's like that I liked. I was like, why couldn't they have just figured out how to do this movie, throughout the movie, you know? But yeah, I don't know. It's so weird because it was like, what? Why did he show the creepy comic book and why was she okay with it? She's like, you're so much more fucked up than I thought.
It would have been kind of wholesome or nice if he just had one with them, like, you know, holding hands. You know what I mean? Something like subtle.
It's like the drawings were creepy enough. He's like, I photorealistically drew you and me. She's like, well, that's a little creepy. He's just like, let me just go ahead. I got to erase some talking bubbles real quick. And she's just like, what? He's like, what are you? Give me a moment. I got to.
Dialogue's not the star anyway. It's all about the, you know.
It's like, I'm just going to turn off that layer. That's what I'm going to do. That's the easy solution.
well played, creeper.
Yeah. And then they'd stare at each other for way too long. And like, the cameraman's just like, fucking act like I'm the person you're in love with. And they both are just like, really slow to warm up to that.
Like, cameraman's like, I'm out of film. No, not digital. Yeah, I know.
We're in Alabama. We shoot film. Okay.
I pulled the George Lucas. I shot it. Got the same stock they shot the original Star Wars. Hey, is this audio on?
they take a long time to smile separately at each other into the camera, and then the movie's over. Because she called him cool. And he just wanted someone to think he was cool.
But
and
not now super it's
the
cool.
Dream girl. Not super cool.
Just cool.
I mean, he wanted to be super cool, but he'd settle for just cool. And I was just like, and it even seemed like she knew who he was and that she had paid attention to him. And then almost like she had like a little crush on him for his awkwardness and art and stuff.
Until he was vomited upon.
And I'm like, they should have played up that angle of like,
you know what angle?
Switch to her fucking perspective. She's like, I can't believe a fucking dream boy puked on me. What the fuck? Dude, he's too awkward. And she has to get over that hang up.
Use the art as the key, right? She's like, hey, didn't you draw that picture for like this, like, you know, the, yeah, you know,
anything,
the winter dance we had that one year? And he's like, oh yeah. She's like, that was incredible.
The one they wanted to censor because Prince Charming's dick was a little too throbbing. He's like, oh yeah. There you get your little x-rated element. And she's just like, ha ha ha.
He's like, I don't know if any chick would go, ha ha ha.
Well, dude, they made her have like a premium porn account and
but that
all
was the joke that
shit.
The other character brought up. Like, just
weird that she continued it. Oh, this is like second character that had no idea about that just continued the fucking joke for us. So.
Yeah, man, because it's the same five writers. Hey, man, you guys could add this, but if you don't leave my Pornhub joke in there, I fucking walk.
And if you don't do a callback to my fucking Pornhub joke with the premium passwords, it's like, Jesus, guy, we know. We fucking get it.
I walk.
Then just walk. No, and I take Finland's money with me. We need Finland's money. All right, put your stupid ass joke in there.
Stupid ass joke.
Yes, I knew Finland would back me one day.
Nice,
Finland. If you're listening, we can do better. We can do better.
Finland's like, what?
Yeah, someone in Finland's like, we funded a boner comedy
/ drama / fantasy.
/ fantasy / robbery movie / super bad sequel.
No. Like, that's what we wanted was the robbery movie.
Oh.
That never happened.
Did we fund this? With government money, you say?
Yep.
Jesus Christ. Do the taxpayers know? Did they at least get a free cop? They didn't even get a free cop. Oh, fuck.
You're just going to see on your taxes. Sorry. On your W's. Yeah, man. Well, that's super cool, Dustin. Not really super, not really cool. Had moments where I wanted it to be more. Had moments where it didn't know what it wanted to be.
Yeah.
not terrible, not unbearable, just kind of disappointing because it had glimmers of something funny.
It had a lot of potential. I mean, even just watching the trailer, I was kind of like, okay, I'll give you a shot, movie.
Yeah. And it's just, it's the age-old question on this podcast. Oh, is the boner comedy dead?
Okay, this is, it's evolved into something a little more woke. Yeah, I mean, it's not, I would give it a watch. That's my verdict for it. I don't think it's so bad that you shouldn't watch it. It could be a tighter film for sure. It could be a better film for sure. But overall, it's enjoyable. There's a few laugh out loud moments, and you know, the acting is solid from beginning to end for all the characters. You know, I mean, they're all right there in the middle, but they're all doing it well together, and I think that is, you know, a feat in itself that so many people are given a consistent role together.
So I think I would skip it just because
what the fuck?
I think I would. I think if you don't have the kind of comic stylings, if you're not really receptive to it, if you're more finicky, you're not going to find anything to like. I mean, I found things to like, but it was few and far between. I just kind of see regular moviegoers just going, I don't get this. This is stupid. This is, you know what I mean? I don't really see, you have to have patience watching this or.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. I personally didn't mind it at all. Like I said, I think it has really funny parts in it. There's things I really wanted to be explored more. But I just think as a comedy, if you're a comedy connoisseur, just watch it. But if you're just a regular dude flipping through the channels and you catch this on your streaming apparatus, it's tough for me to recommend.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, that will do it for us here at Let's Movie. You can find us on your favorite podcast provider. Thank you for listening. We hope you'll share this on social media, where you can also find us as Let's Movie Pod or Podcast. We recommend you share it, because otherwise no one else is going to find it. That's how the shit works. You can also listen on YouTube if you just want to give us some clickety clicks there. Help get those numbers up so we can get the money to do this professionally for the I don't even know why I'm bothering. But if you found us on YouTube, thank you. You're a week behind. Please catch up. Otherwise, I'm Dustin. He's Kevin. Take us away, Kevin.
What is love? Dustin, don't hurt me. You yelled at me twice. It starts with the yelling, then it starts with the hurting. That's the abuse train.
God, you're a real Neil in this fucking podcast. Guess that makes me Gilbert.